This morning on WCHL, will Chapel Hill have to move another vote on another redevelopment plan with time ticking away and questions still remaining unanswered?
There are two more issues that we brought to the table with some concern, and I recognize we've run out of time, but they're important issues to us that we need to address.
Parking overnight on the UNC campus is about to get pricey. How has the scandal at the university affected its image?
These poll results sort of indicate that most people aren't actually following this very closely.
And the teacher accused of sexual abuse at a local school decades ago has now taken his life. These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Carborough traffic and weather together. In WCHL Championship Sports, Carborough wins another Wells Fargo Cup. Plus, UNC's field hockey prowess continues to show on a national level. And
the World Cup turns on the world in a magical way.
That's this morning in our Chansky Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
8:06 at WCHL, 76 degrees in Chapel Hill, warming up gradually. We're looking for a high today of about 95 degrees. A lot of sunshine, but there is a chance of a shower and or a thunderstorm in the afternoon. Nearly 20 people were arrested outside the doors of the state Senate chamber at the North Carolina General Assembly yesterday, 2 days after a judge struck down building rules regarding demonstrations. Hundreds of protesters streamed into the second and third floor rotunda of the legislative building on Monday, taking full advantage of a ruling in Wake County Superior Court regarding rules enacted this year. The group celebrated the court decision with loud singing, chanting, and shouting just before the Senate met. The arrest during the weekly Moral Monday rally focused on collective bargaining and raising the minimum wage. One protester who was arrested said she hopes state senators hear voices like hers who have to struggle to make ends meet as a single mom working at a fast food restaurant. The Chapel Hill Town Council is doing some struggling too to resolve last-minute questions about the Glen Lennox redevelopment plan. Just 1 week before the council is scheduled to vote on a 20-year agreement with the developer, WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has details.
Months of negotiation on the Glen Lennox development agreement came down to the wire last night as the Chapel Hill Town Council rushed to conclude a 4.5-hour meeting before accidentally triggering the automatic alarms at the Southern Human Services Center. Here's Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt.
There being no other business before the council, this public hearing night is adjourned. Get out of the room, please, as quickly as possible.
As the clock ticked towards midnight, Mayor Kleinschmidt sped the council through a series of straw polls to dispatch the lingering points of contention between town staff and Glen Lennox owner Grub Properties. Much of the discussion focused on whether the developer should be required to provide bike lane improvements along Highway 54. But Clay Grubb argued no amount of lane striping would help.
Last thing we want is kids to think that they can ride in front of the shopping center and down under the bridge. I don't care what hour it is. You know, I mean, it's a very, very dangerous street.
The council also considered, and then abandoned, the idea of asking the developer to extend the Meadowmont bike path from Burning Tree Drive to the eastern edge of the Glen Lennox property. Councilmember George Cianciolo said he believes that's the town's responsibility.
We're also talking about a developer who has been working for a couple years now in a very collaborative basis with the town, and I think we need to think very carefully about not trying to extract too much from this developer.
As town staffers gathered papers in preparation for a hasty exit, Grub Properties representative Rachel Russell told the council there are still two important matters the developer is looking to settle before signing off on a 20-year plan to redevelop one of Chapel Hill's oldest commercial centers. But there wasn't time.
There are two more issues that we brought to the table with some concern, and I recognize we've run out of time, but they're important issues to us that we need to address, and we hope to, if I can, I'll reach out to you this week and explain each of them to you.
You should do that.
The redevelopment project has been in the works since 2004, and town planners and Grub Properties have been actively engaged with the development agreement process since March of 2013. The Glen Lennox plan would add new roads, new housing, and a greenway to the interior of the 70-acre site, as well as office and retail space along Fordham Boulevard and Raleigh Road. All parties had hoped to have the last few questions answered last night in preparation for the final vote next week. The council will reconsider the Glen Lennox development agreement on Monday. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Last week, WCHL reported that officials at the Carolina Friends School had discovered repeated cases of sexual abuse at the school from 1969 to 1976, as multiple students reported being abused by a former principal and a former teacher during that time. Now, that teacher implicated in the report has taken his own life. Charles William Bill Butcher was 71 years old and lived in West Jefferson, North Carolina. In a statement, Carolina Friends School principal Mike Hannes wrote, "In speaking with his niece, who had been unaware of the situation at Carolina Friends School, she asked us to convey her deep sorrow for those who may have been harmed. We know that the effects of child sexual abuse are far-reaching for all involved. Also, we are mindful of Bill's expression of deep remorse and desire to contribute to healing. We are sorry for the loss of opportunity for our community and for him to pursue some measure of restorative justice. We will continue to hold in the light Bill's family and friends and all those affected by the terrible events of 40 years ago." Funeral arrangements are being handled by Hampton Funeral Home in Boone. His obituary reads in part, "In the course of his life, Bill helped a great many people, but he also hurt some of the very ones he was helping. To those who have been injured, Bill would have wanted you to know of his deep remorse to his last breath." Orange County Commissioners will approve a $200 million budget tonight, one that's expected to come with a 2-cent property tax rate increase. After weeks of back and forth over school funding, commissioners agreed last week to increase the tax rate and to spend nearly $1 million worth of fund balance reserves to fully fund both the Orange County school system and the Chapel Hill Carborough City school system budget requests. The budget also provides employees with a cost of living pay increase and raises the minimum county wage from $10.97 to $12.76 per hour. Commissioners will meet at 7 o'clock tonight at the Southern Human Services Center on Homestead Road. The Carborough Board of Aldermen has a busy agenda at its town hall meeting tonight. One of the items is a resolution to adopt the $21.3 million budget for fiscal year 2014-15. As part of that package, there will be a vote to approve bonuses of either $500, $1,000, or $1,500 for town employees based on annual performance reviews. The resolution states that the Board of Aldermen desires to provide all town employees an annual salary at or above the local minimum housing wage. The board will also vote on whether to approve a 2% cost of living salary increase for all full-time and part-time town employees, as well as appointed employees and elected officials. The meeting begins at 7:30 tonight at Town Hall, located at 301 West Main Street in Carborough. On Thursday, June 12th, OWASA Board adopted a budget plan with no new increases in monthly rates. This is the third year that the Orange Water and Sewer Authority Board of Directors has decided to forego any sort of new monthly fees for their services. The monthly fee will continue to be $70.66 for a typical single-family residence, which is about 4,000 gallons of water plus sewer service. Plans for the capital budget include a new water meter system in addition to renewing 1.8 miles of water pipes and 2.4 miles of sanitary sewers. In the 2015 fiscal year, OWASA plans to continue initiatives to update its long-range water supply and establish plans for energy management, biosolid management, and water conservation. For a summary of rates and any other information on Orange Water and Sewer Authority, visit OWASA.org. That's OWASA.org. A night parking policy for UNC students and employees that will take effect in mid-August. Some people at the university questioning its fairness. The new policy ends free night parking on campus. Students, with the exception of freshmen, will soon be required to pay a fee of $10.40. As reported in the Daily Tar Heels, some students are grumbling about that. But the people taking the biggest hit in the wallet are nighttime employees at the university who will be required to buy a pass to park in UNC lots after 5 p.m. The yearly cost is between $227 and $390 based on pay scale. The Daily Tar Heel reports that at least one UNC employee, director of the Office of Postdoctoral Affairs, Dr. Sibby Anderson Tompkins, is appealing to the UNC Department of Public Safety to change the new policy. Writing for orangepolitics.org, blogger Aaron Krause argues that the lowest paid employees may simply decide to park in nearby neighborhoods, which could make them targets for crime, as well as angering homeowners on those streets. You can read the new policy along with the night parking map for UNC by following links to this on this story at chapelboro.com. A recent public policy poll shows that most North Carolinians hold a favorable view of our university and that most people don't really follow allegations of academic fraud involving athletes. At least they don't follow that closely. WCHL's Danny Hooley has the story.
Director of Raleigh-based public policy polling, Tom Jensen, has perhaps some surprising findings for those of us living inside the UNC bubble.
These poll results sort of indicate that most people aren't actually following this very closely. You ask people what they think about Mary Willingham, who, of course, is so well known to people who are really invested in this story, but statewide, almost 80% of people have never heard of her.
To be exact, according to a recent PPP survey of 877 North Carolina voters, 77% of them are not sure of their opinion of the UNC whistleblower, while 12% have a favorable opinion and 11% have an unfavorable opinion of her. Not only that, but 65% of North Carolina residents are not sure how to rate UNC Chancellor Carol Folt's job performance. Otherwise, 18% approve and 17% disapprove. Meanwhile, UNC retains high approval overall. 27% have a very favorable opinion, while 38% hold a somewhat favorable view. 15% have a somewhat unfavorable opinion, while only 7% feel very unfavorable, and 13% are not sure.
Certainly there are some people who have a lower opinion of it than they did before everything that's happened over the last 2 years, but it still remains overall positive. And there's a feeling, I think, that most of what's happened at UNC is just emblematic of college athletics in general.
In fact, the poll finds that only 8% of respondents said that the recent controversy is something unique to UNC, while 70% said that these kind of things happen at every Division I program.
Among NC State fans, 55% still see UNC favorably. Among Duke fans, 59% still see UNC favorably. Among Wake Forest fans, 73% still see UNC favorably.
Did you catch that? 59% of Duke students still view UNC favorably. The poll was conducted before former UNC basketball player Rashad McCants made recent allegations that he took paper classes at UNC and had work completed for him by tutors, all with the knowledge and blessing of Coach Roy Williams. But Jensen said he doubts that the new accusations would have made much difference.
I don't think that's going to be the straw that broke the camel's back for anybody if they hadn't gotten there already.
For more on this story, you can read it at chapelboro.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM. WCHL.
WCHL News Time is 8:16. Time now for traffic and weather together, and this traffic report is brought to you by Glass Half Full.
Thank you very much, Ron. 15501 northbound between I-40 and Garrett Road, seeing some heavy delays right now. Expect a little bit of extra time to need to travel in that area. Also, 15501 southbound between Garrett Road and Estes Drive, seeing some minor to moderate delays. Northbound on 15501 between Raleigh Road and Estes Drive, seeing some heavy delays there as well. NC54 eastbound and westbound between Barbie Chapel Road and I-40, seeing minor to moderate delays. Nothing major there. No accidents being reported right now, and no additional delays. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Glass Half Full is a friendly, optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop right in the heart of downtown Carrboro. And the beautiful garden patio is now open. Good food, good wine, and lots of fun, too, at Glass Half Full. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carrboro weather brought to you by the Carolina Inn. It is 76 degrees, mostly sunshine today, but isolated showers and thunderstorms possible late in the day. 20% chance of rain. Our high today in the middle 90s, about like yesterday, really hot. And then tomorrow it's going to be even hotter, but more on that in a moment. Tonight, mostly clear with a slight chance of rain and the low around 70. Tomorrow, sunny and the temperatures climbing into the upper 90s tomorrow. Tomorrow night, mostly clear with a low in the low 70s. And in case you're wondering about Thursday, mostly sunny, slight chance of rain late in the day as usual, but hot again with a high about 95 degrees. So this warm weather is going to be with us for a while. Looks like it's going to be hot pretty much all week. WCHL News Time is 8:18. A 2016 hopeful for governor and a North Carolina Democratic Party caucus are unhappy with comments made by the party chairman. They say favored potential gubernatorial candidate Attorney General Roy Cooper. Ken Spaulding and the party's African-American caucus have written Chairman Randy Voller, complaining he referred to Cooper as the next governor. When Cooper spoke June 7th at the party's Jefferson Jackson dinner, Spaulding is a Durham attorney who is black and announced his bid for governor last summer. Cooper says he's planning a gubernatorial run but hasn't officially announced that he's in. Voller said on Monday his comments were a mistake and a slip of the tongue and should not be considered an endorsement. He says he wants a constructive dialogue on the 2016 race but is now focused on electing Democrats this year. Church leaders in North Carolina want Attorney General Cooper to stop defending Amendment 1 and other laws that they say make it unconstitutional for the state to recognize and for pastors to perform same-sex marriages or civil unions. About 20 people walked into the hall outside of Cooper's office on Monday. They sang and dropped off stacks of letters with 16,000 signatures on a table near the metal detector. Cooper, a Democrat and a potential 2016 gubernatorial candidate, has not fallen in line with other Democratic leaders on the issue, including the President of the United States, Barack Obama. His office is defending the amendment, which is being challenged in court by several church groups. The church leaders argue that laws criminalizing pastors for blessing same-sex relationships are blatantly unconstitutional. In other news this morning, a bill heading to the governor's desk attempts to make clear how public school students and staff can express religious beliefs. The Senate gave final legislative approval on Monday in a 48-1 vote to the measure explaining how schools should comply with federal law and guidance on constitutionally protected prayer. The measure says students may share religious views and distribute religious literature with reasonable restrictions. It says they can pray silently or aloud to the same extent that students meditate or speak on non-religious matters. The bill also says school personnel and coaches involved in extracurricular activities may adopt a respectful posture during voluntary student-led prayers. The bill was prompted after a McDowell County student was told to remove a reference to God in a poem for a Veterans Day observance. And in news around town this morning, the men's U.S. Open golf tournament is over, but the women's U.S. Open is underway this week at Pinehurst. And the American Red Cross is looking for volunteers to help out. The Central North Carolina chapter of the American Red Cross is seeking volunteers 18 and older for morning and afternoon shifts every day this week through the end of the tournament on Sunday. If you'd like to sign up, you can do so online at redcross.org/USOpenVolunteers. If you'd like to read this story and get that contact information or any of our news around town stories, you can go to our website at chapelboro.com and click on the news around town link. That's all you need to do. Now, time for WCHL Championship Sports. It was a great day yesterday for soccer fans. After 90 brutal minutes of end-to-end action, the Americans emerged a 2-1 winner over Ghana at the World Cup competition in Brazil yesterday. It was a grind, but it was a wonderful win. U.S. fans were screaming for revenge on Monday after the Black Stars eliminated the Americans from the last two cups. They got it. Clint Dempsey scored a shocking goal a half minute in. Here's the call as it sounded on ESPN.
Dempsey. Great stop here. Clint Dempsey scores! The U.S. ahead! Incredibly! Within seconds! Dempsey becomes the first American to score at three different World Cups.
So the USA got off to a quick 1-0 lead, but couldn't make it stand up. Andre Ayew tied the score in the 82nd minute after a brilliant backheel pass from Asamoah Gyan, who had eliminated the U.S. 4 years ago. And then, just 4 minutes later, 21-year-old John Brooks rose to head in Graham Zusi's corner kick from 8 yards, the first substitute to ever score for the United States in 30 World Cup games over 84 years. Now the United States squad is in good position in Group G, where Germany opened with a 4-0 rout of Cristiano Ronaldo and Portugal. Archansky will have more on the World Cup coming up in just a few minutes here. Carolina women's field hockey will again be taking center stage this week at the USA Field Hockey Women's National Championship as a handful of Tar Heels will be in action in Pennsylvania. 8 teams drafted athletes from across the country to compete for the 2014 title. The championship will be contested on Saturday. The Women's National Championship provides an opportunity for talented players to showcase their skills in hopes of landing a spot in the U.S. Women's National Squad. Christy Bernatchez, Emma Bozek, Casey DiNardo, Abby Fry, Shannon Johnson, Lauren Moyer, and Julia Young will represent UNC at the event all week. Carolina Associate Head Coach Grant Fulton will serve as a coach for USA Red Team. In addition, the Under-21 Championship will take place also in Pennsylvania this week. And again, Tar Heels will be prominently featured. A couple of incoming freshmen, Gab Major and Charlotte Vaziri, will take the field. In the upcoming college basketball season, defending national champion UConn will face Duke at the Izod Center in East Rutherford, New Jersey, a building that has been very kind to the Blue Devils over the years. The game to be played December 18th, UConn and Duke. Blue Devils have a good history there. They're 20-1 all-time and unbeaten in 10 NCAA tournament games at the Meadowlands. And Carrboro High School has won the Wells Fargo Cup for the third straight year. The North Carolina High School Athletic Association released the final results late Monday. Carrboro finished nearly 170 points ahead of the second-place finisher, the North Carolina School of Science and Math in Durham. The Jaguars had an impressive spring to secure their third consecutive cup. Carrboro, with playoff points in six different sports, won the 2A men's dual team tennis title, was second in the women's outdoor track and field championships, and then picked up points as the top 2A finisher in women's lacrosse and tied for the top spot with two others in men's lacrosse. Chapel Hill won the 3A Big 8 Conference Cup and finished third in the final standings in the division. East Chapel Hill won the 4A Pac-6 Conference Cup but missed the top 15 in the final standings. The Wells Fargo Cup is sponsored by Wells Fargo and the North Carolina High School Athletic Association. The award recognizes the high schools that achieved the best overall interscholastic athletic performance within each of the state's four competitive classifications. The Cup program is now in its 35th year. I'm Ron Stutz. That's a quick look at WCHL Championship Sports.
Art Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
The World Cup turns on the world in a magical way. This is Art Chansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. College soccer is fun and Major League Soccer is growing, but this is not a soccer country until, of course, the World Cup starts. Chapel Hill, like other towns and cities across America, turned out in droves Monday night to watch the USA's opening game against old nemesis Ghana. The bars were packed, from soccer aficionados to sorority girls. A big party to watch a game that many sports fans don't like, and some of them don't even understand. Count me among them. I don't know a red card from a yellow flag, but in the most basic sense, soccer is a lot like basketball. Put the dadgum ball in the net. And when America's Clint Dempsey scored on a nifty crossover move 30 seconds into the match, soccer was suddenly America's game. Who cares that the Yanks were outplayed from that point on and Ghana pelted our end with 17 shots in the second half before the Black Stars finally tied the score? I was watching in a screaming Hickory Tavern when Larry Fedora walked in with two of his daughters, intending to take them out for quiet dinner at one of his favorite places. He had no earthly idea the World Cup was even going on. That's how much tunnel vision college football coaches have. But he sat down and grew mesmerized with the action showing on more than 50 HD TV screens. After John Brooks headed in a corner kick in the improbable 86th minute, the country erupted, and I wondered, why do we love World Cup soccer so much, but are rather blasé about the sport otherwise? Not enough scoring? I asked Fedora. Maybe, he said, but maybe we score too much in football and basketball and everyone takes it for granted. Then the game ended and the sound system cranked up Springsteen's Born in the USA, and you would have thought that we had just won World War IV. The red, white, and blue party went on for hours. Is it the painted faces in a faraway land jumping in unison and cheering for almost 2 hours over maybe three goals? LeBron James gets that in 30 seconds, and Fedora's teams go for 60 points every Saturday. Hockey and soccer both have had a hard time catching on here, but no one can forget the miracle on ice at Lake Placid or Brandi Chastain's winning PK after about 3 hours of scoreless soccer at the Rose Bowl. Why? It must be that mix of patriotism and passion. Bring on Portugal Sunday. Even the local football coach may be tuning in. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
Oh, wow. Look at these pictures of mom and dad from college. Those glasses are frightening.
If you're considering LASIK surgery, check out the experienced team at the UNC Kittner Eye Center.
No kidding. Those glasses are enormous.
We offer the highest quality laser solutions and the best technology available.
Kind of makes you wonder what we'll look like when we're their age.
Call us to schedule a screening today. 30 years from now, you may very well thank us again. The UNC Kittner Eye Center. Call 919-445-2020 or visit us at unci.org.
At Harrington Bank, it pays to be a customer. As your local community bank, we are working on the best ways to earn you more money, which is why we offer competitive CD rates like our current special of 0.5% APY for 9 months with a minimum balance of $500. Call or stop by one of our three convenient locations in Chapel Hill to learn which account is right for you. We are located in Southern Village, Martin Luther King Boulevard, and the intersection of Highway 54 and 40. Harrington Bank. You deserve banking like this. Member FDIC.
When you turn 60, you still felt pretty good. At 70, you started slowing down a bit. But now, you just can't argue with it anymore. So you have a choice to make. Will you spend your days drinking those shakes your daughter keeps buying? Or will you get out and live? Home Instead Senior Care has been giving seniors the tools they need to really live their lives for over a decade. Sometimes you just need an extra set of hands. There's a difference between living and really living. And that difference is Home Instead. Home Instead Senior Care. To us, it's personal.
You gotta get an Accord at Crown Honda South Point. Consumer Magazine has named the Accord the most impressive midsize of its class, and right now you can drive one for just $199 a month. Experience a new level of luxury today. Why settle for less? You gotta get an Accord at Crown Honda South Point on South Point Auto Park Boulevard and online at southpointhonda.com. Based on the 2014 Honda Accord Sedan LX Automatic, $199 per month, 36-month lease, 12,000 miles per year, $24.99 down payment due at signing. Excludes tax, title, and dealer fees. For well-qualified lessees, see dealer for details.
Today is your last chance for a great offer at OurLocalDeal.com from Wina Design of Chapel Hill, Durham. It's half off, $35 for evening painting class vouchers, available today until midnight for $17. Wina Design, located at Carmel Mall in Carrboro, provides everything you need for a fun night out. Just bring a beverage of choice and your creativity. You follow along with a local artist who will teach you how to paint your chosen art piece. At the end of the night, you go home with your handmade masterpiece and lots of great memories to share. It's your last chance, so gather your friends and get your art buzz on.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carrboro weather, 76 degrees right now. A lot of sunshine today, but a chance of a shower and a thunderstorm late in the day, as usual this time of the year. Our high today about 95 degrees, just a 20% chance of rain. That will extend through tonight. Tonight, down around 70.
97.9 FM, WCHL is Chapel Hill Carrboro's newest talk and Tar Heel station. And streaming live 24/7 at chapelboro.com. There's an app for that.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett. Still dicey in Iraq. More battles northeast of Baghdad. 275 American soldiers will help secure U.S. assets in Iraq. Some have already arrived in country. And more from correspondent Holly Williams.
Iraq's biggest oil refinery has been shut down over security concerns as Islamic militants continue to capture new territory. The extremists have also posted more videos online showing gruesome acts of violence.
In one clash, 44 detainees in a jail were killed north of the capital. Reporter Martin Chuloff.
It's known by all in that area that some of those inside are battle-hardened militants, and that them being out on the streets in a crisis such as this is not going to help the government in retaining control of the area. So the battles are more intensive than they have been anywhere else in the country. It does appear, though, that despite the fight back from the security forces, that they are losing ground.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
We asked several members.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
77 degrees, 832 at WCHL. I'm Rod Stutz. Nearly 20 people were arrested outside the doors of the state Senate chamber at the North Carolina General Assembly yesterday, just 2 days after a judge struck down building rules regarding demonstrations. Hundreds of protesters at Moral Monday streamed into the second and third floor rotunda of the legislative building, taking full advantage of a ruling in Wake County Superior Court regarding rules enacted this year. The group celebrated the court decision with loud singing, chanting, and shouting just before the Senate met. The arrest during the weekly Moral Monday rally focused on collective bargaining and raising the minimum wage. One protester who was arrested said she hopes state senators hear voices like hers who have to struggle every day to make ends meet as a single mom working in a fast food restaurant. The Chapel Hill Town Council is doing some struggling these days to resolve last-minute questions about the Glen Lennox redevelopment plan, 1 week before the council is scheduled to vote on a 20-year agreement with the developer. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend brings us up to date.
Months of negotiation on the Glen Lennox development agreement came down to the wire last night as the Chapel Hill Town Council rushed to conclude a four-and-a-half-hour meeting before accidentally triggering the automatic alarms at the Southern Human Services Center. Here's Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt.
There being no other business before the council, this public hearing night is adjourned. Get out of the room, please, as quickly as possible.
As the clock ticked towards midnight, Mayor Kleinschmidt sped the council through a series of straw polls to dispatch the lingering points of contention between town staff and Glen Lennox owner Grub Properties. Much of the discussion focused on whether the developer should be required to provide bike lane improvements along Highway 54. But Clay Grubb argued no amount of lane striping would help.
Last thing we want is kids to think that they can ride in front of the shopping center and down under the bridge. I don't care what hour it is. You know, I mean, it's a very, very dangerous street.
The council also considered, and then abandoned, the idea of asking the developer to extend the Meadowmont bike path from Burning Tree Drive to the eastern edge of the Glen Lennox property. Councilmember George Cianciolo said he believes that's the town's responsibility.
We're also talking about a developer who has been working for a couple years now in a very collaborative basis with the town, and I think we need to think very carefully about not trying to extract too much from this developer.
As town staffers gathered papers in preparation for a hasty exit, Grub Properties representative Rachel Russell told the council there are still two important matters the developer is looking to settle before signing off on a 20-year plan to redevelop one of Chapel Hill's oldest commercial centers. But there wasn't time.
There are two more issues that we brought to the table with some concern, and I recognize we've run out of time. But they're important issues to us that we need to address, and we hope to, if I can, I'll reach out to you this week and explain each of them to you.
You should do that.
The redevelopment project has been in the works since 2004, and town planners and Grub Properties have been actively engaged in the development agreement process since March of 2013. The Glen Lennox plan would add new roads, new housing, and a greenway to the interior of the 70-acre site, as well as office and retail space along Fordham Boulevard and Raleigh Road. All parties had hoped to have the last few questions answered last night in preparation for the final vote next week. The council will reconsider the Glen Lennox Development Agreement on Monday. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Last week, WCHL reported that officials at the Carolina Friends School in Chapel Hill had discovered repeated cases of sexual abuse at the school from 1969 to 1976, as decades ago, as multiple former students reported being abused by a former principal and a former teacher during that time. And now the teacher implicated in that report has taken his own life. Charles William Bill Butcher was 71 years old and lived in West Jefferson in the western part of the state. In a statement, Carolina Friends School Principal Mike Hannis wrote, "In speaking with his niece, who had been unaware of the situation at Carolina Friends School, she asked us to convey her deep sorrow for those who may have been harmed. We know that the effects of child sexual abuse are far-reaching for all involved. Also, we are mindful of Bill's expression of deep remorse and desire to contribute to healing. We are sorry for the loss of opportunity for our community and for him to pursue some measure of restorative justice. We will continue to hold in the light Bill's family and friends and all those affected by the terrible events of 40 years ago." Funeral arrangements are being handled by Hampton Funeral Home in Boone. His obituary reads, in part, "In the course of his life, Bill helped a great many people, but he also hurt some of the very ones he was helping. To those who have been injured, Bill would have wanted you to know of his deep remorse to his last breath." County commissioners will approve a $200 million budget tonight, one that's expected to come with a 2-cent property tax rate increase. Commissioners meet tonight, 7 o'clock, at the Southern Human Services Center on Homestead Road. The Carborough Board of Aldermen has a busy agenda at its town hall meeting tonight. One of the items is a resolution to adopt the $21.3 million budget for fiscal year 2014-15. As part of that package, there will be a vote to approve bonuses of either $500, $1,000, or $1,500 for town employees based on annual performance reviews. The board will also vote on whether to approve a 2% cost of living salary increase for all full-time and part-time town employees, as well as appointed employees and elected officials. The meeting begins at 7:30 at Town Hall in Carborough. And a night parking policy for UNC students and employees will take effect in mid-August, as some people at the university questioning its fairness. The new policy ends free night parking on the campus. Students, with the exception of freshmen, will soon be required to pay a fee of $10.40. As reported in the Daily Tar Heel, some students are not happy about that. But the people who will take the biggest hit in the wallet are nighttime employees of the university who will be required to buy a pass to park in UNC lots after 5 p.m. The yearly cost is between $227 and $390 based on pay scale. You can read the rest of the story on our website at chapelboro.com. Listen for more details throughout the day on WCHL. In fact, all of our news stories and sports stories and everything else happening in the community is at our website, chapelboro.com. And the guy who runs it all over there, Chief Cook and Bottle Washer, is Zach Godwin. And Zach has just sat down at the very comfortable and luxurious Twitter desk. How are you this morning?
I'm good, Ron. Yeah. Did you watch the soccer game last night?
I did not. I was just telling somebody I did not watch it, but I have certainly heard all about it, and everybody is so excited. That's a great win.
Twitter is definitely talking about that.
I'll bet.
I can't say I know a ton about soccer, but I know we won.
Yeah.
And I know I liked watching that.
No kidding. It was quite a way to win it as well. I mean, getting, first of all, scoring with like 30 seconds into the match, and then scoring the winning goal as we did just 4 minutes after Ghana scored at the near the end of the contest. So, you know, it was really cool. So,
yeah, I'll definitely take that.
Yeah.
Now they just, if they they can, if they just tie Portugal and they likely lose to Germany, they can make it through the next round. So well, they really needed to win last night, so hopefully they've got a good shot now.
Good luck to the USA. It's you know, it's given everybody a reason to get excited around here. Most people don't pay a whole lot of attention, you know, until it gets to the World Cup stage, and then everybody's watching it, you know, so it's cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
What are folks tweeting about, whether it be that or whatever else is on their minds this morning?
Well, this is a story that I saw about 1,000 times yesterday, so I figured we might talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Starbucks, which is kind of known as a good place to work, and now they are offering their employees to pay for their tuition to online classes at Arizona State University.
Really?
So it's available to any of their 135,000 employees who work at least 20 hours a week. If you've already finished at least 2 years of college, they'll completely pay for your classes. And if you haven't done 2 years yet, they'll partially help pay for it, which is still better than nothing.
That's pretty cool.
So it's worth about, to somebody who's finishing up their final 2 years of school, it's a benefit of about $30,000.
No kidding.
Which is probably more than you're going to make working at Starbucks unless you're running one.
Well, that's true.
That's
a really cool deal. It's nice of them to do that.
Yeah, well, they figure it'll, you know, keep people around, have employee retention, but it'll also give them smart employees so they can just hire from within and, you know, theoretically won't end up costing them just tons of money. It's an investment.
That's a really good deal. I haven't heard about that, but that's...
Yeah, where I worked in college, they did not pay for my... Well, they sort of did. They paid me, but...
Yeah, well, me too. I was on my own.
Yeah.
And at most places you are. You know, I mean, that's not anything unusual, but that's really cool, Starbucks, to do that. I'd not heard about that. Hey, we have a dog out there, don't we?
We sure do have a dog out there.
It's Adopt-A-Pet Day. We'll get to that in just a minute, but anything else?
Just lots and lots of soccer, really.
Yeah, I know that people are talking about that all over the place. And certainly, I'm going to jump on the bandwagon, too, and get all excited because really
it's fun up
really
here.
Cool.
Jump on.
No kidding. We will talk to you later on. If folks want to get in touch with us, they want to tweet us, how do they do that?
Just at Chapelboro or at WCHL.
All right. That's Zach Godwin, WCHL 842. Adopt a pet. It is Tuesday, and we will talk about a dog that is up for adoption next.
We asked several members of the Cedars of Chapel Hill what they like best about living there. One of these is Al LeBeau, Cedars member since 2012. Here's what Al had to say.
People wait too long before they go into the retirement community, and all of a sudden they find there's a big, long waiting list to get in. They want to move today, but they should have signed up years ago and gone in. So we tried to cut it off at the pass and go in early before we needed to be there. It's really first-class operation. I mean, the food is marvelous. When we have inclement weather, they will bring meals over to you, and it's just one of those services we find phenomenal. It seems like there's no end to what you can order. Like, if you want 2 scoops of ice cream, it isn't an extra charge. My wife and I are from the New York metropolitan area, and while we're in Cedars, we are so centrally located, it's just a hop and a skip to the airport. You got great hospitals within easy reach, and of course, there's always the sports activities that you have between, should I mention it, Duke and Chapel Hill.
Thanks, Al. To learn more about the Cedars lifestyle, visit cedarsofchapelhill.com.
At Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace headquarters, we are thrilled with the overwhelming popularity of our 79-cent fountain drinks with chewy ice, but we need to clarify a few misconceptions. Cruiser serves our soft drinks at a tongue-tingling 34 degrees, but cannot be held liable for brain freezes. Our fountain drinks are made with 100% pure filtered water, but we make absolutely no Fountain of Youth claims. And although our Taste Great guarantee is a wonderful start, we cannot guarantee that the rest of your day will be perfect. That, my friend, is up to you. 79-cent fountain drinks, only at Cruisers. Good to go.
Hello, my name is Brian Popp, owner of Landscape Logic and second generation landscaper. At Landscape Logic, we've been taking care of business for over 20 years. If your landscape has got you working overtime, we can help. Spring cleanup, weekly mowing programs, lawn care programs, irrigation startup, repair, and much, much more.
Let the pros at Landscape Logic take care of business and work overtime for you. Landscape Logic, the logical choice for all your landscape needs.
All right, it's 844 at WCHL. Tuesday of each week, we have Adopt a Pet, a feature that allows us to talk with area animal groups and get pets adopted, dogs and cats. And we have a great dog in here today. Rachel is here from Orange County Animal Services. And Rachel, first of all, thanks for coming.
Oh, thank you.
And second of all, tell us about this great young dog you have.
Today I have Kelsey. Kelsey is a seven-month-old. We're going to call her a terrier mix. She does kind of have a little pit bull look to her, but she's not at all. She kind of looks like a chocolate lab terrier mix. She is very sweet. She's very energetic, loving, but once she gets all of that out, she calms right down.
Yeah. How old is she?
She's 7 months old.
Yeah, I knew she wasn't very old.
Yeah, she's still a baby.
She's like a puppy, you know, and really excited to be here, really friendly, great disposition.
So excited. Almost fell asleep in the car on the way here, and we're not very far. She
really?
Just curled right up and...
Wow, so she's a good car rider as well.
Yeah, she's a great car rider.
How did you get here? What's her story?
She came from our night drop. When we are closed, we have a night drop on the side of the shelter where you can take animals. Mm-hmm. And she came from Hillsboro, Walmart parking lot in Hillsboro.
Wow.
Through our night drop.
Well, we need to get her adopted right away.
Very soon.
She'd be a great, great family dog, I think, because she's just so friendly and so gentle. And, you know, how do folks find out more about her?
Well, you can go on our website at orangecountyanimalservices.com. You can visit us on Facebook, and we do have pictures of her. Or you can get our shelter at 1601 Eubanks Road in Chapel Hill.
I think Marissa may adopt her before she leaves the building.
Oh, yeah.
So we may not need to have anybody else get involved. I don't know. Marissa, you love that dog, huh?
I love Kelsey. She loves me, too.
Well, she's really cool. And we're going to have some pictures of probably Marissa with Kelsey on our website and also on our Facebook page today. And we'll tell you more about Kelsey. And you can go to chapelbrew.com and find out more. We'll have a link to the Orange County Animal Services website. And maybe somebody will adopt her before the day is out. So thank you very much, Rachel, for coming
in.
Thank
you. All right. Thank you for having me and Kelsey.
Always enjoy these dogs and cats coming here. It is 8:46 at WCHL, and a good morning to you.
And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Jane Salemson. I was very interested in hearing recently on WCHL a segment of the discussion between Aaron Keck and Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt regarding towing, and will listen to the full conversation on chapelborough.com regarding the Supreme Court's ruling. My car was towed some time ago, and never having experienced this before, I was astounded at the cost and lack of consideration by the owner when I contacted him. I had an early hospital appointment, and thinking to avoid the traffic and parking that might delay me, I parked in a shopping center along the bus route and took the bus to the hospital. I returned by 10 a.m. to find my car gone. I walked around the parking lot and finally came upon a towing sign which I had not seen earlier. I called the number and was told that the car had been towed to somewhere on the Greensboro Highway beyond Carborough, and it would cost me $180 in cash to retrieve it. It seems an outrageous amount of money. Is this usual? I asked if I could be picked up, but was told no, even though a few minutes later the tow truck passed me where I was standing on the road. Fortunately, I was able to find a friend who was available to come and take me to the ATM to get the cash on the car. We found our way out to the pound, and by then the tow truck had returned and I retrieved the car. I realize I was fortunate in that this happened during the day. I can't begin to think of having to do that after dark. This is Jane Salemson.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL. What you're saying on the street, presented by ISIS IT. What you're saying on the street.
I'm Princess Streeter. With rising temperatures and the kids out of school, the summertime sends many on a search for the perfect vacation. So we hit the streets to find out where you choose your getaway during the summer months.
My name is Diane Cho. I just moved here 3 months ago. Summer vacation would be in Maine, Algonquin, Maine, right on the water, on the ocean.
Cappy Hagman, anywhere in the mountains. Just love the mountains, preferably near water.
My name is Sheila Sigmund. I live in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Actually, right now, I'm really enjoying Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
Do you prefer enjoying the season with a tropical vacation, or would you rather find somewhere cooler to escape the summer heat?
Blair Burnett, Cary, North Carolina. My favorite summer vacation spot would probably be Washington, D.C., my favorite city. I know it's not the beach, but I just love to go there, hang out, relax, see the city, shop, eat. What have you?
Raul, I live in Chapel Hill, Miami.
Jim Spanauer,
I live in Chapel Hill, Bald Head Island.
That's what you're saying on the street. A 97.9 FM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. What You're Saying on the Street, presented by ISIS IT. Managed IT solutions to fit your needs. Find out how they can save you money at igotfixed.com.
Hello, this is Tony Hall of Tony Hall & Associates. I'm thrilled to see the real estate market so lively again. More buyers are buying, more sellers are selling, and we need more listings. If we can assist you, please call today, 919-933-8500, or visit us on the internet, TonyHallAssociates.com. At Tony Hall & Associates, we don't just list houses, we sell them.
Trust. In the dry cleaning business, trust is what you expect. Hi, this is Brenda Honeycutt, and for more than three decades, our family-owned and operated business has been earning the trust of our loyal customers. I invite you to find out why so many Chapel Hill families trust their everyday and hard-to-handle items with us. Plaza Dry Cleaners on Elliott Road in the Whole Foods Shopping Center. Plaza Dry Cleaners. Improve your image. Come clean with us.
The final bell will ring before you know it. And for many kids, that means summer camp. And that means a physical is needed. UNC Family Medicine can get you in and out quickly so your young camper can start that much-anticipated summer adventure. Our caring physicians and staff are ready. Make your appointment now at uncfamilymedicine.org. Just another way UNC Family Medicine is caring for the course of your life.
Good morning from 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. You're waking up with Ron Stutz. And remember, we're your station for the Tar Heels.
It is 8:51 at WCHL, 76 degrees in Chapel Hill. It is 75 in Carborough, where it's always a degree cooler. Also 76 this morning in Hillsboro. It's going to be a really warm day, high today in the middle 90s.
Vietri and Panciuto Restaurant are pleased to present a Southern-inspired Italian supper. Join us on June 24th at 6:30 p.m. for a four-course dinner with wine at Hillsboro's Treasure Gem Panciuto. Enchant yourself with the magical story of Vietri as founder Susan Gravely joins you at the table, and learn more about chef owner and four-time James Beard Award nominee Aaron Vandermark's farm-to-table philosophy. Visit Vietri.com for more details and call 732-6261 to purchase tickets. Ciao.
This is Dr. Beth Goldstein with Central Dermatology Center. One in five Americans will develop skin cancer in their lifetime. To prevent skin cancer, we urge you to protect yourself from the sun by seeking shade, covering up, and wearing sunscreen. When caught early, skin cancer is highly treatable, so early detection and regular screening is critical. If you're concerned by a non-healing spot or a changing mole, make an appointment at Central Dermatology Center, 919-401-1994, or visit us online at centralderm.net. We accept most major insurances, including Medicare and TRICARE.
This is Minister Robert Campbell from the Juneteenth Event Committee to invite all Orange and Chatham County residents to come out and take part in this unity in the community on Saturday, June the 21st, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. There will be free health screenings, group activities, and various food vendors. See you at the Phoenix Academy High School at 750 South Merck Mill Road in Chapel Hill. Thank you, WCHL, for having us.
All right. Thank you, Reverend Campbell. It is 8:53 at WCHL. You remember the word of the day from Wayne Pond? What is the word? How do you spell it? And what does it mean? Call me right now, 919-929-WCHL, with the answers to those questions. And if you're the first to do that, we'll give you a $10 gift card to Cruisers. The word of the day with Wayne Pond, always brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else? Your number to call one more time, 919-929-WCHL.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Stephen Weber is principal at Hillsboro Elementary. He received a special honor from Bob Morato and Sarah Fallon with Orange County Animal Services.
Our school and our students are very active with animals. We are one of the few schools probably in the United States that has a Pet Pals program. Wendy Stewart, our school social worker, brought that program to our school, and at any given time, five different dogs work with our students. She owns some of them, and community members own dogs who are trained to work with students, and it's more of a therapeutic situation where students will read to the dogs or walk the dogs down the hallway and work with the animals. This is something that is unique to Hillsboro Elementary School.
Stephen Weber is today's WCHL hometown hero, but he's very quick to point out other people who deserve credit.
And we also have a few teachers, including Jane Bacchiano, first grade, who works with students and with animals. And in December, rather than raising presents for students or having a gift exchange in class, the students raised money, and they also donated dog food and animal food and beds and toys for animals.
Mr. Weber would love to share the award with everyone at Hillsboro Elementary.
I really feel like the award is something that our students and staff have earned. Our students are very much into the Pet Pals program and supporting our local community, so I'm proud of our students.
When he received this special award, he was shocked, to say the least.
There were about 200 students. We split our student assemblies in half, kindergarten through second grade and third through fifth grade, and there were about 200 students in the school's gym. I was there that day to give out certificates and awards to students for attendance and grades and other accomplishments, and there were parents in the gym to celebrate the students' accomplishments. And so when they were reading the plaque, I really was waiting for Miss Stewart, who coordinates the Pet Pals program, to come out and receive the award. And when they read my name, I was pretty surprised.
He's been principal at Hillsboro Elementary for a short period of time, but before that, he spent a half dozen years in administration with the Orange County Schools.
This job is special to me because of the students and families at Hillsboro Elementary School. Every day, you get to give a student a high five or say good morning in the parking lot, help a student throughout the day if they're having a rough day. The Pet Pals definitely help pick the student's spirits up as well, but it's just great because of the students and the families, and most importantly, the great teachers we have at Hillsboro Elementary.
Stephen Weber, he loves his job as principal at Hillsboro Elementary, and he's today's WCHL hometown hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru, but we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand, we promise.
Thanks to Joanne Knox for calling in with the word of the day. It is commissaire, C-O-M-M-I-S-S-A-I-R-E, commissaire, a French word. It means a senior police officer in France or an official in a cycle race. That's the word today from Wayne Pond. And Joanne Knox is going to get a $10 gift card to Cruisers. Wayne Pond will have another word for you bright and early tomorrow on WCHL in about 10 minutes until 8 o'clock. It is 8:57.
Hi, welcome to AT&T.
Hi, I've got two teenagers, so...
So you want to save money?
Desperately.
Well, AT&T's best ever pricing for families gives you 10 gigabytes of data to share and unlimited talk and text on four lines, all for $160 a month with the nation's most reliable 4G LTE network. Now, do your teens download much?
Obsessively.
Do they talk and text a lot?
Constantly.
You also get a $100 bill credit for every line. There's even plans for up to 10 lines. Sound good?
Insanely.
AT&T, mobilizing your world. AT&T reminds you to never text and drive. It can wait.
Get the new curved LG G Flex smartphone with 6-inch HD screen for immersive cinematic viewing and exceptional voice and sound. Visit store or att.com for details.
Pricing is for four phones on AT&T mobile share value with no annual contract. Credit offer ends April 30th. Activate new line and remain in good standing to receive credit within 3 months. Other charges and restrictions apply. Reliability claim based on analysis of independent third-party data regarding national carriers for GLTE.
Meet the brokers at Weaver Street Realty. Bill Mullen and Don Bassnight are both native Chapel Hillians who have seen our town through a half century of change. Louise Barnum moves easily from muddy boots to city shoes in her pursuit to meet her clients' needs. Jay Parker is the broker in charge, having developed a loyal client base over 30 years. Gary Phillips and Clayton Nell are the oldest and youngest members of the team, combining experience and intelligence for a fresh perspective. And Crystal Fisher is the savvy specialist for first home buyers. Check them all out at weaverstreetrealty.com.
www.winadesign.com.
Today is your last chance for a great offer at OurLocalDeal.com from Wina Design of Chapel Hill, Durham. It's half off, $35 for evening painting class vouchers, available today until midnight for $17. Wina Design, located at Carmel Mall in Carrboro, provides everything you need for a fun night out. Just bring a beverage of choice and your creativity. You follow along with a local artist who will teach you how to paint your chosen art piece. At the end of the night, you go home with your handmade masterpiece and lots of great memories to share. It's your last chance, so gather your friends and get your art buzz on.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech, offering affordable and accessible quality education throughout Orange and Durham counties. Visit durhamtech.edu and click on Continuing Education.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you by the Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar. 76 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. It's going to warm up fairly quickly today. High today about 95 degrees. And our record high temperature at Horace Williams Airport in Chapel Hill is 95 degrees. So we might break that today. Record high temperature at RDU is 97. So, hey, you know, you never know what's going to happen. We do have a slight chance for shower or thunderstorm this afternoon. High today about 95, as I said. Tonight's low about 70. More of the same. Still a slight chance of rain. And then tomorrow, even warmer. Sunny skies tomorrow, no mention of rain, with a high in the upper 90s. It's 9 o'clock.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. The long, difficult process of rebuilding a tiny farm town begins now. Filgar, Nebraska, population 350, was all but wiped out by twin tornadoes that took the lives of two people and injured 19 others. Those who lived through it are amazed they survived.
It was crazy with the windows busting in when we were in the basement. And then walking out and seeing everything demolished, just a shocker.
Residents who spent the night away from home began going back this morning. KMTV's Justin Pizzera describes the aftermath.
It's hard to tell that these were even homes until you start to look at some of the pieces mixed in with the rubble, like hangers. I see a recliner over here tousled over. There's children's toys.
The government has just issued a pair of reports on the economy. Home building fell.